Allahabad FC sought a response from Govt of India and UP Govt on religious education in madrasas imparted on government expense. Allahabad High Court sought a response from the Government of India and the Uttar Pradesh State Government about religious education imparted at government's expense in madrasas and whether it is constitutionally valid. Uttar Pradesh, India. On March 27, the Allahabad High Court sought a response from the Government of India and the Uttar Pradesh State Government on whether imparting religious education in government-funded madrasas violates Articles 14, 25, 26, 29, and 30 of the Constitution of India. The court was hearing a plea filed by Azaj Ahmad, who is a teacher in a madrasa located in Samdania Islamia, Shudnipur in Uttar Pradesh's Jaunpur district. He filed the plea before the court over a salary dispute seeking relief against the respondents. However, the court sought a response from the Government of India and the state government to explain how on government expense or the funding provided by the government exchequer religious education be imparted and whether this could be in violation of Articles 14, 25, 26, 29 and 30 of the Constitution of India. Furthermore, the court observed that it is not in dispute that in madrasa besides normal curriculum, the religious education is also imparted. The court gave 6 weeks' time to the Government of India and the state government to file a response and stated, the affidavits of the central government from the Secretary, Ministry of Minority Affairs, Government of India and state government from the Principal Secretary, Department of Minority Welfare and Waqf, Government of Uttar Pradesh should be filed answering the petition and aforesaid questions within a period of 6 weeks from today. The court, on Azaj Ahmad's plea, held that, in the meantime, if the petitioner has been teaching in Madrasa Samdania Islamia, Shudnipur, District Jaunpur and the said madrasa has received funds from the governments, the petitioner should be paid salary as per his appointment letter dated 6 April 2016. Topics: UP Government, Constitution of India, Madrasa Government of India, Modi Government, Yogi Government, Constitutional Validity, Religious Education on Government Expense.